Hi guys, welcome back to Between the Teens. I'm Caitlin.
Woo!
I'm Q.
I'm Brian.
Oh yeah, and I'm Annie.
Yeah, no one likes Annie. No one likes him.
Yeah, I'm kind of the odd one.
Man, say, it's been a while.
Dude, so how long has it been, actually?
It's been like
May?
Maybe
when's the last time we made our last podcast?
May.
May?
So yeah. It's
December.
It's the fifth month?
Guys, we greatly apologize.
7 months?
Maybe?
Can I talk? Thank you. I'd like to apologize, formally apologize to our fans and everyone who actually listens to the podcast. You know, it has been a while, but we've been pretty busy. It's been pretty hard scrambling to find stuff, such as, like, place to work. And our
to
and
work. This isn't a work. Okay. This is work.
Okay, we're working. Is better this is than working. What we got.
This is not working. Working is when you don't enjoy stuff and you have to do it just because you have to do it. We're doing this because we want to have
slavery.
Fun and enjoy
it. That's slavery.
This is slavery.
This is a hobby.
Sorry, guys.
I'm just up.
I had to take pictures.
I had to take that one selfie,
you know?
Okay.
Just like,
Brian.
Okay, so, so pretty much, what has everybody been up to lately? Like, we're not even like we don't have a specific topic today for you guys.
Just our lives.
Just a recap just of what we've been doing for the past.
What happened the last 7 months?
Four months. I tend to.
Who wants to go first?
Bada boom, bada. I think I heard Brian wanted to go
Brian
first.
Yeah, Brian. Has a girlfriend.
Bro, oh yes, sir. Tell me about that, bro. What's going on between?
What's going on with that?
Well, yeah, I got a girlfriend now.
What's her name?
Her name's Alyssa. It's kind of basic name. I don't like it, but she's cool.
All right now.
Okay.
No, obviously I really like her. She's amazing.
That's cute, bro.
That's sweet.
Quentin,
what's been going on with you, buddy?
Dang, I ain't even heard. How long they've been dating?
Oh wait, okay.
It's only been a month.
Okay, let's talk about Brian Moore.
It's only a month. Okay, what do you want to hear?
He said more.
Your mental health,
mental health? Well, let's see. About a month ago, it was tough. I went through some interesting things that I had never gone through before. My grandfather died, and it was weird, obviously. Never experienced death like that before. I've had family members that died, but not someone that close, so it was very interesting to say the least, and struggled a bit, but now I'm doing better.
That's good, bro. Man, let me tell you about this dream I had. I had a dream.
Okay. I have a dream.
Look, bro,
seems pretty.
We're going to get an official place and do this correctly.
Man, that dream.
I have a dream.
Look,
that we can unite. Ready.
I have a dream. Where I will extend my feet and not stumble upon boxes.
Right, these boxes are
under the table.
Okay, so currently.
Oh, wait. Let me describe the setting.
Oh my god.
I'm not gonna
do that. Let me describe the setting.
We'll talk about your dream in a second.
We finally got our bat cave, though, I'll tell you that.
It's not a bat cave.
It's a bat cave.
Okay, let me tell you the situation
there's the Avengers Tower.
We're in what seems to be a closet, kind of a printing room kind of thing.
It's like a
server. It's also a server.
We are recording on a table, but there are boxes underneath, so we can't really do much about it.
Oh, these.
No, the boxes.
No, these in the boxes are these on the wall.
They are?
Sound absorbing.
Hey, might have to snap and steal
cotton
a few.
Balls?
She said might have to steal a few. Man, let me tell you about the dream.
Let's listen to this dream, guys.
The dream turned into a nightmare, bro.
Guys, please.
It's short and simple, bro. It's going to take 10 seconds. I knew something was off because the dream, I went to Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, bro.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah.
That's wrong. You know something's wrong.
Man, tell me why I'm going to Chick-fil-A, bro.
On
and
a
I
Sunday.
Get chased.
And they don't see my pleasure?
Bro.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, you got chased?
He said they don't say my pleasure,
wait a minute,
bro.
Did
you get chased?
Hamburger?
But for what?
I got chased by chickens.
But did you eat a hamburger?
Chickens, not cow.
Why chickens?
I don't know, that would be
because
weird.
Cow, right?
Yeah, no, because yeah, it's definitely a cow restaurant.
No, but the thing, they say no cows.
Mm-hmm. So if they ate beef, it would have been bad.
Yeah. but he didn't.
But that's why my pleasure thing would have got me.
Oh, let me go to Chick-fil-A. I would have lost it.
Look back on track. Caitlin.
That took us off.
Back in my day, it was pleasure mine.
Caitlin, you're next. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. I've been vibing, been chilling, been thriving.
Okay. We give you a little more detail. Have you been chilling, have you traveled? When you went, where did you go? How was it?
South Carolina and North Carolina, and it was a blast.
She went to all the Carolinas.
My Carolina.
It was cool. Why did I develop a British accent when I said it was cool? It was cool.
It was cool.
The plane ride was cool.
Bro, what were you going for there?
Don't worry about it.
The man said, speaking of, so.
Eddie, how about you?
Oh, me?
Since you want to ask everybody questions, what about you, huh?
Well,
You know, I don't care.
My life is pretty confidential.
Are y'all hot? I'm sorry. Okay.
He said my life is confidential.
You guys are moving around a lot. I mean, I'm just going to say right here, right now. I don't know why you guys are so...
I don't know.
Moving and jittering, but you know.
Andy, you cannot be talking. You've been messing with that microphone for
things
that started.
But it's different, though. It's different.
My
fingers are, you know, occupied.
Oh.
Kinky.
Occupied.
Whoa. Okay. Anyway, guys.
So we're cutting that out.
Anyhow, how have you been?
How have I been? Yes. Wait, our last recording session was in May, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically. Every summer, I have a job, and I work with my father in lawn care. And so, I saved up enough money to buy a crap ton of things. Basically, the iPad Pro, and then a microphone, and a crap ton of other stuff.
So, Andy's rich.
No, well, he's I wouldn't say rich.
He wears a different suit
I'd say
every
day. Every
day. Never he does.
Guys, when I tell you, when I tell you... And he always has a suit on, bro.
And
it's so great. It's
one.
So
I'm
clean.
I'm not rich.
I'll be like, every time.
I'm filthy rich. Look, sure.
I swear, every time he walks into a room, all you hear is, I'm a classic, man. Like, I swear, like, it's like, you hear that song every time.
Guys, please, please.
Look, speaking of since May and plane rides and being rich, because... I don't know why I put all that together. Mm-hmm. I went to Wisconsin.
I was on my private jet last week.
You went to Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. For the first time. Okay. And it was also the first time I've ever, like, been on a plane. So I thought I was going to die the first time.
Me too.
When we took
off. It's so fun.
They go so fast.
Yes. No. The first time.
Like in movies, it looks like...
I do want to be a pilot, though.
But like,
Yeah.
I got to enjoy what I do.
You can have that. I'll stay on the ground.
Stay on the ground?
I'll stay on the ground.
This mom was above you, huh?
Bro, Wisconsin is so amazing, dude. Like, it's crazy. Like, something about Wisconsin makes you not want to leave. And then when you... I came back to Texas, and I was, like, so unhappy. It's crazy.
Colorado was that for me.
Like, yeah, I'm going to Colorado, too. I've been trying to go to all over the place. Like, it's just been so crazy. Like, Wisconsin, you know, home of the cheese or whatever. I thought that was just a cap. Bro. The cheese. I'm gonna cry talking about it.
It's sweet.
When you like chew it. Like it's a squeaky sound. That's how you know it's real.
That sounds disgusting.
I know it sounds horrible. Look, I know it sounds disgusting. I know it sounds disgusting, but I said disgusting.
Disgusting? Oh my god, what is that?
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Custard and disgusting.
What?
I don't know.
What?
It was close.
Man, so
we got some
pretty much
Supreme fake stickers here.
Look, so do you guys have all like this happy place thing? Like for you, it's Colorado. For you, it's Wisconsin.
No, for me, it's my bed. But yeah.
Oh. Okay, we're like this.
That's not what I meant.
I meant nap.
He likes that sleep.
Well, you're not gonna hear this anytime soon because we're gonna cut this out after we edit.
But no, it's my bed. It's my bed.
Alone.
Okay. Brian, what's your happy place?
Nah.
About that.
Because when it's not me alone, it's not my happy place.
Andy, what's your happy place?
It's my dirt.
My happy place. Anything that has burgers or food. or anything.
So any meat?
Consume. I don't like hamburgers.
Huh? No. No. No.
No.
No.
Well, Brian, for your information, no. I'm carnivorous.
He's like, I am carnivorous.
I eat
yeah,
meat.
This is crazy, bro. No.
I bet like steaks.
Yes, no,
y'all
definitely.
Took it the
no,
wrong
yeah.
way.
No, he didn't.
But let me tell y'all something.
Gave me that look.
Let me.
What's going on?
None of us have said this. Let me be the first to say, I missed all y'all. Whoever
you guys are cool.
Listen to this. Y'all are amazing.
You know, Germany, I told y'all, Germany.
He's over here opening
British.
His heart, and you're over here like, you know what? Germany.
Germany?
You're in
Germany.
Ireland, and
1946.
Those are our top listeners.
Great Brit, like.
What happened in 1946
UK,
in Germany?
The like, UK like listens to us?
The UK, Germany, and Ireland were
What's
our top listeners.
World War II.
1942.
What are y'all doing?
What are y'all talking
You
about?
Said Germany. I was like 1942. I don't know. There's a connection. I swear there's a connection.
Okay.
Wait,
Normandy?
So we get more listens in the UK than we do in the US.
Mm-hmm.
What made that
It's
because
we culture like
I
that.
Don't
we
know.
Culture.
We're cultured.
We're cultured like
bro.
That.
Come on, bro.
Bro.
He said, come on, bro.
We're just, okay.
We just be talking.
I think I left my tea over here.
He said,
y'all want some tea?
Okay.
I don't got any.
He said, I don't have any.
His girlfriend does tea.
What? What did he say?
We're
cutting it out. What did he say?
It doesn't matter what I say because we're cutting it out.
You already cutting it out. Say it.
I'm not cutting out. I'm leaving. I want
my. He say your girlfriend has some. So what y'all be?
Okay, let's move on.
First off, we're cutting that out.
So. Man, when I saw Brian and his girlfriend holding hands, bro, I was like, hold on. I got so excited. I've never been so excited since they put bacon in stuffed crust, bro.
They put bacon in stuffed crust?
What? Y'all sleep.
Where?
Little Caesar.
When?
Like a year ago.
Hey, I'm just... I promise you, I will send y'all a picture of me getting Little Caesar.
Y'all trying to go? Y'all trying to go right now?
Hey, hey, we got like 20 minutes. I'm not...
I love
Little
Caesars. I like Caesars better, though.
CC's?
I mean, yeah, CC's
like
pizza.
Domino's.
I love CC's.
CC's is when you just
CC's
like,
and Pizza Hut, because Pizza Hut has stuff crusted.
Pizza Hut's crust is just...
Dude, I went there and they didn't have any.
You guys are so picky over pizza.
They didn't have any crust.
They didn't have any stuff crust. They're like, we ran out of cheese.
How do you run out of cheese?
Exactly.
You're a pizza
Little Caesars run out of cheese and meat. I'm like, how?
Well, I'm not going to eat cinnamon rolls all day.
How do you run out
of... Hey, the cinnamon rolls... Hey, bro... CC like cinnamon rolls, they hit.
Bro, they smack.
They hit.
They smack.
Like
what?
I don't like them.
Can you get out, please?
There's a door right there.
Like a whole door. All you gotta do is twist the doorknob.
Fine,
I would just walk through.
Let's talk about our... Oh, Mr. Chair. Let's talk about our hot takes.
Hot takes.
What so it's like
And he's
that,
cute. Wait, that's
like
common sense.
That, so like you guys like the... So it's like uncommon for you to like it or hate it.
Like
hot
what?
Takes.
Pineapple.
I don't like ice cream.
Pineapple
oh,
pizza.
Oh, okay, so...
I love pineapple pizza.
Wait.
I don't like
ice cream. Wait, hold on. She said ice cream. She doesn't like ice cream.
You don't like ice cream?
No.
What is wrong with you?
But do you at least like frozen yogurt?
I love frozen yogurt.
Okay, then that's cool.
Okay,
that's
so
cool.
I don't like cake.
Because I prefer frozen yogurt.
I mean, like, I like cake pops.
I don't really like
good.
It.
Yeah, I don't
cake
like it either
pops.
Unless
cake
it's
pops
cake
are
ice cream.
Cakes are okay. They're okay.
It has to be ice cream with the cake.
I can't eat it constantly.
It got to be ice cream cake for
me. Well, I don't like either of them.
I don't like watermelon.
Watermelon?
Yeah. I had somebody tell me, because they were like, wait, you're black. I was like, I mean, that don't mean nothing. I don't like the aftertaste watermelon leaves in your mouth. Like, it makes me feel like...
I get that.
I know what you mean. I know the aftertaste.
Like, you ever, like, go a long time without eating and your mouth starts to taste weird mm-hmm. or something? Yeah, that's how
that
watermelon...
happens with rice.
I don't like oatmeal.
I hate oatmeal.
Like,
what?
I don't like it, but not
it?
A lot of people
like it.
Oatmeal.
I used to like oatmeal. I don't eat that often anymore. It's like,
It's just baby food.
I'm just thinking to myself.
I don't like deviled eggs.
Do you like sushi?
Yes.
It depends.
I think sushi's good.
Like, it has to have crab in it or something. Or
there are these...
I love my
like
lobster, you know.
Meat. Like, it
I
has
like
to have meat.
Crawfish, and there's this amazing sushi place that they had, takoyaki, which is basically, like, it's like octopus and some other stuff, and it's amazing. Probably the best thing I've ever had.
I wouldn't have octopus.
But I want some. No. Let's go get some later soon, bro.
It's in Dallas.
Have you had squid? Dude, squid's amazing.
Squid is amazing. And speaking of squid, look.
Yes.
I went to, do you know that place? I'm pretty sure you guys have been by it because it's like right up the street. Yeah, yeah. It's called Ninja Ramen.
Oh, yeah.
Or Ninja Ramen. Y'all been?
No.
You gotta go, bro. It's so good. But some people won't like it because some people don't like ramen, like ramen like that.
Ramen.
You say ramen or ramen?
My boy said ramen.
I switch it up.
The door.
It's ramen.
Do you say pasta? I switch it up. Pasta?
Okay, I say pasta. If anybody pasta. Says pay, pie,
who
red?
Says pasta?
Canadians.
Pasta.
Seriously?
Really,
pasta.
Literally anyone besides Americans say pasta.
That's crazy.
Well,
bro.
Guess what? It's pasta.
That's actually a cool way to say it, though.
First of all, it's pasta.
Imagine a guy from Brooklyn saying that, bro.
Pasta.
Pasta. I can't even. How you doing?
No, pasta. I'm thinking about pasta.
We are doing so terrible right now with that whole accent thing. But not Ninja Ramen. But when I go there, they'd be
Ninja
like,
Ramen, right?
Well, yeah, they say, welcome to Ninja Ramen. I'd be like, yeah.
Come here.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't wait to eat me some ramen.
Okay. That's a different turn.
It's like a good place, though.
Best favorite of ramen.
Best flavor of ramen? Like, just ramen noodles at your house?
Yeah.
Chicken.
Oh, my God.
Caleb,
Watch her say beef. What you gonna say?
If you say beef, I swear I'm leaving.
Oh, my gosh. She's gonna say beef.
She'll say shrimp.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
What is it?
Beef ramen?
Oh, my God.
Not that bad.
You know what? This time we're just leaving.
Shrimp ramen isn't that bad either, especially spicy shrimp.
Spicy shrimp, do it.
Okay.
That hit the soul. But beef?
Chicken is just too basic. Everyone likes chicken.
Okay. If you eat beef ramen noodles,
your taste buds divorce, and
she doesn't like ice cream.
She's a different breed.
You're a different breed.
I'm a very picky eater.
You're a different breed.
I'll tell you one thing.
I hate pasta.
You could have survived.
What? Wait. You hate pasta?
Mm-hmm. Like spaghetti?
Yeah, I hate spaghetti.
Like lasagna?
It's not my favorite.
Oh, bro, I'm finna have it.
Even if it's a hard fucking
look. I hate chicken alfredo.
Well, guys, this is the end.
It's so bad. Okay,
this concludes the end of our podcast because of Kate.
Chili cheese hot dog.
Guys, I feel like I'm passing out.
We're gonna cut all of this out because
by now the listeners have already taken their headphones out.
Tater tots aren't.
Okay, I don't like tater tots like that. Because I don't eat potato anything unless they're fried.
Have you guys tried corn nuggets?
Yes.
Bro,
they're good.
They're good. It's like the little corn dog nuggets, right?
No.
There's corn, but they're like inside of something.
It's good. I don't know, but it's super good. I love them.
It's
I love them. Wow.
Now, you know what?
I wish I could have them more.
Have you ever eaten pot stickers?
No. What is that?
It's like,
you've never had a pot.
Like,
I'm gonna change your life.
Is it?
We're going to TGI Fridays.
It looks like a dumpling, but it's not.
It's just well, guys, as you can tell, the title of this podcast is titled "Food."
Food. It's like it looks like a dumpling, but it's just not a dumpling.
Brian's my dumpling.
All right, so that wraps up today.
So, thank you.
Well, we're cutting that out.
So half this episode has been cut out by now.
So what is
because of any and his wonderful jokes.
What do you mean?
My favorite food? Burgers, all the way.
Okay,
burgers.
You got a problem. What's your favorite?
What do you mean?
Lasagna?
You know, it's funny.
I had some lasagna yesterday.
Because if you were to say, like, what's Ryan one food that you would always have, and I'd say burgers, that's like seven different foods.
That's true.
In one.
You got your veggies.
You know, it's all in one.
You know what's funny? Last year, you literally said you're in love with burgers.
Like, burgers are amazing.
You like
burgers?
Potatoes?
Are good. I want a burger.
I want a burger.
I'm gonna get a burger.
But you can
pizza.
Do so much with potatoes.
Can anyone give me some money so I can actually buy the food now?
You're funny.
The food now. No, you know what my favorite food is.
What's your favorite food, Quentin?
It's pizza, but it has to be stuffed crust pizza. And if it's not, then it's a tie between spaghetti and mozzarella sticks.
You have a problem. Okay, Ryan, it's your favorite.
Okay, you don't get to say this. You don't like ice cream.
I just told you this, by the way.
Or chicken alfredo.
You like beef noodles.
You like beef noodles.
Beef.
I like steak and lasagna.
You have expensive taste. So.
Oh, and lobster and caviar, but you know, it's just at the
I've never had caviar.
It's at Olive Garden.
What does it taste?
It's
what does it taste like?
Wait, they actually sell caviar?
They have caviar at Olive Garden.
What does it taste like?
It's like. Oh, I have had squid. Caviar is squid.
Also, we're boycotting Olive Garden because they didn't hire me.
Okay.
I've never had caviar.
She seemed like a perfect person to work there.
It was also on me.
Target.
But that's
Sprouts.
Persons.
It's frozen.
Kroger, they all didn't hire me.
I'm about to, you know, I'm about to start working at, I'm about to start working at In-N-Out Burger for 12 an hour.
In-N-Out Burger is way too far from my house to work.
It's far, but there's only one reason I might not end up working there. It's probably the dumbest reason ever, but it's the hats. I'm not wearing the In-N-Out Burger
hat. You gotta wear the hats.
This, they're like, hi, welcome to In-N-Out Burger with that cone hat on. No, I'm not wearing it. Welcome to the Good Burger, and then there's like the paper sound everywhere you go.
Hi,
like,
welcome to Chili's.
Hi, welcome to Chili's. No. Mm-mm. I could work at Chili's. I think I'd be a good
worker. I've been at Chili's like twice in my life.
Oh, but let me tell you how.
I eat Chili's all the time.
Did I tell you guys how badly the Olive Garden interview went?
Explain.
Please.
Okay. So it was amazing at first. He was asking me, you know, what made me want to work at Olive Garden, all, you know, the basic stuff. Then he gets to hours. And I didn't. One thing I didn't know that they closed. Like, I didn't know their closing time. And I was like, shoot, what time could I work? And then, so I didn't want to seem like as if it was on the spot. So I gave him the first two numbers that came to my head. And I was like, well, Saturday, that can work from like 1 to 5. And then
1 to 5.
Yeah, I said that, and I was like, God. I was like, immediately at the moment, I was like, yep, I'm not getting the job. Might as well not even try anymore. And he's like, I can't work Sundays because Sundays are for the Lord.
I'm dead, bro.
I didn't say for the Lord, but I said like I have church Sundays. Like, bro, no, I don't. It's been a rough couple of weeks.
He had the job.
I had the job in the bag.
I saw this quote, and it says, I don't know what's been going on these last 4 months, but it's been a lot. And that really hit me.
Ka-chow!
Come on.
Ka-chow.
See.
What's going on my last 4 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa, she took a deep breath and everything. She said.
Yeah, she took a whole deep breath.
I felt that too. Don't worry.
When she exhaled, I inhaled. I was like.
When she exhaled, I could smell what. Okay, I guess like, what she had for breakfast.
Between swim and practice. Oh, I guess that's the
talking
same
about
thing.
Practice?
Between swim and like trying to find a job and like money and like school. Your girl is. She's stressed. I'm trying to stay positive, but like.
School is stupid.
School is kicking my butt right now.
School is stupid. They don't teach you anything. They don't even teach you how to pay taxes.
It's just memory.
Yet they don't teach you how to pay taxes, yet they expect you to know a war that happened like 200 years ago.
Right. I have a final next week.
Oh yeah, finals are coming up.
Finals.
That's right. We didn't even talk about that.
Oh snap!
Dude, like it's the same thing as our last one.
I'm gonna go ahead and leave.
I'm gonna go ahead and leave.
I don't remember. Yeah. Dude, this is 7 months ago.
Speaking of leaving,
we're not telling them that yet.
It's too late now. Now they work.
No. Now we have a big announcement coming up. You can find that out on our next podcast.
So you gotta tune in next time.
They just got so upset.
We left him on like the biggest cliffhanger ever, guys.
I know.
Good job, guys.
Guys.
How big was it?
Guys. What time is it? Oh, okay, great. Guys, I made us an Instagram. I'm gonna actually give y'all a login this time.
Okay. Actually, you just read it. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Brian doesn't have Instagram.
Well, I sort of do.
What
now.
A chub.
He said, what a chub. Well, okay, what happened? You just don't like it.
How I feel about Snapchat.
That's how I feel about Reddit. Reddit and like.
Okay, who has Reddit?
I don't really like Snapchat either, though, yo. Reddit, I just have it because other people text on it that don't text on messages.
True. I'm on Snapchat for like 2 seconds, look at like three people's stories, and just go back to
Instagram. I'll be totally honest with y'all. I hate streaks so much.
It's so pointless.
But I also just said that, and I have a 200 streak. But that's.
But like, when it gets like past 100, I care.
Yeah.
I care.
Yeah. I care so much.
Like, no. Wake up in the morning. Hold up.
Let me tell you a hack.
Streak.
So if you lose a streak with someone, just go in.
Email.
Yeah, or say it was an error, a connection error, and they'll give you a streak right back.
What? Yeah, and you can say however many like however long it was. Mm-hmm. That they don't check really.
So you can say
I have one like that's 999 days. They'll put it in real quick. Right. Oh, 1,000 day.
Is it time?
I think, yeah, it's time.
Well, guys, that concludes this podcast. Thank you for tuning in to Between the Teens. And
I thought it was the midday show starting Between the Teens.
We're not doing that.
Well, we were doing that. And then Brian decided to be a chump. And he was, like, all against the ideas.
Why?
Brian is against creativity. Let the record show that Brian is against creativity.
Let the record show that
Any okay, is a lying is it, beep.
It's too long.
Beep.
The midday show starting between the teens.
Yeah.
How's it
like
too long?
Like, teens, man. If it was
plus,
like,
I'm not putting that on a hoodie because you know I'm making hoodies. And
hey, I'm rocking that hoodie. I love hoodies. I love hoodies,
bro. Let's talk merch when we, you know.
Yeah, because everybody got to cop it. Everybody got to cop the merch.
All right.
But appreciate you for tuning in, y'all. I'm Q.
I'm Brian.
Yeah, I'm just going to take turns. I guess.
Okay, that's Annie and that's Caitlin. And we'll see you
yes,
later.
Sir.
Have a good day. Bye.
Oh. Hi, welcome back to this episode of the Midday Show. Midday Show starring between the teens.
Wait, since when did we add the Midday Show?
You know what? We added it now. This is the new name.
Did we say that before?
I don't know.
No, we never said that.
We've never said that.
Look, whatever. We're okay. Just going to say it when we're saying
it. Idea of
welcome back.
I'm Quentin. And your nobody else is gonna
does
say
your introduction have to be so sad? Like, I know, like, my goodness.
I'm tired, man. I'm okay.
Okay, fine. I'm gonna follow up.
It's your boy Q.
I'm Caitlin.
Okay, we're not doing the sad stuff anymore.
You're talking
I'm Brian.
Again.
I guess I'll go last. I mean. Oh, yeah, I'm Annie. E-N-N-Y.
He's Annie.
So today.
E-N-N-Y.
We talk about.
And he's gay.
I think.
A very.
Dude, oh my god.
God, man.
Okay.
Look. But yeah, today we're getting into a serious topic that people go through on a daily basis in and out of high school, but it's for sure inside of high school. We're talking about betrayal when it comes to friends and. Drum roll, please, somebody.
I love my stick.
That was. Come on, where's the drum roll? Yeah. Okay, there we go. Heartbreaks. Yeah.
You're shaking my food up, calm down.
Heartbreaks.
Yes, because it ruins when it shakes.
Yes, it does.
Okay, okay. I didn't know that.
Heartbreaks suck, guys.
They do.
They suck.
And
a lot.
So let's start with Quentin.
Oh. Man, you don't even want. If I start, no one's gonna get a chance, okay? So.
Stop screaming. You're just screaming already.
Okay,
man.
Brian, have you had your heart broken?
Not really.
Okay, so.
Well, I'm like, yes. Yeah, just go, yeah.
So I just no. Me, wait, so you said yes?
I guess, yeah.
So it's just basically, really, it's just me and Quentin that's had our heart, that's okay. Had our hearts broken.
Okay. I say no. Well, with Brian, I say no.
You say no?
I say no.
You say no.
You broke my heart today.
Anyway, but yeah, heartbreaks.
Oh, we have an announcement, by the way. Hold up. Announcement.
What's the announcement, Brian?
Why do we start with, like, a topic, and then we just know.
We're 2 minutes into this.
We
haven't said a thing.
I've gotten engaged.
Who?
Yeah, we're not gonna have that in here.
Anyway, back on topic this time, because we're going to stay on topic this episode.
You're going to edit that out, right?
Yes.
Heartbreaks, they... Bro, what?
...of this...
Man,
welcome back to Between the Teens.
She has spit in her mouth.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Guys, if you couldn't tell, we're very enthusiastic.
That
about
chicken tastes like lemon. Quentin does this, he's like lemon.
Why are we eating chicken during a podcast? Is my question.
Okay.
Hey,
it's your boy Q.
Don't sleep on chicken.
You already know what it
Why
is.
Why are you so loud?
Why are you slamming on the table?
We got Caitlin. Brian. We got Brian. We got any.
I guess.
And we got the chicken.
You know, I'm going to have to put a headphone beware at the beginning of this. Because Jesus. My goodness, you won't stop slamming the table.
Yeah.
You know what? We're just doing redo. Hey, guys. What's up?
Okay. But, what's it called? What are we talking about today?
We're talking about today.
I'm O'Brien.
Q and Quentin, let me tell you what we're talking about today. I planned this all, and we're going to be talking about heartbreaks and betrayals. And
you planned it all. Excuse.
And although I have never got
100% a capper, by the way,
I have never experienced. I don't think British people know what capping means.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do y'all use know. Cap in the? Maybe y'all do.
Maybe.
Well, I tell y'all one fact, and y'all are just like, okay, British people, that's it. Only British.
Yeah, because it's like
come on, bro.
British people that
bro.
Listen to our podcast.
Bro, come on, bro.
Bro.
Look, yeah, like any say, we're talking about heartbreaks. And
betrayals
by friends, and that's one thing that a lot of high schoolers go through.
Yeah, it may not seem like a big problem to adults, but you know, it's a lot more for a high schooler because I say that it is very different now from when adults were our age and still in high school than it is with us. You know,
yeah.
There are very different
it's way
stuff
worse
that happens. Yeah, for us, it's way, way worse.
It's so much easier for us to get, I don't know, I don't want to say our feelings hurt, but
yeah,
it's so much easier for us to get hurt nowadays.
Feelings hurt, life down the drain.
Because you go and say things anonymously, like,
and it just, social you know, media. Yeah, it just, it social hurts.
Social media,
and,
yes.
And you don't have to ever confront them.
Social media is a huge one.
It's a huge contributing factor to it.
Yeah, social media is a factor of that. Hello? Everything, when it comes to bullying, when it comes to friendships, that's, it's a lot. Which bullying is another topic we will get into another day.
Any bullies me every day.
We've never talked about bullying.
And that's going to be a very, very...
Have any of us been bullied?
No. I mean, I don't know.
I was for 3 years.
Yeah, it's not. Brian, no, you know how to make someone sad, man. Anyway, but betrayals.
I mean, this topic's they're sad no matter what.
Yeah, it's always gonna be.
I don't know. I feel pretty good about.
But you've never gotten your heart broken.
You've never gotten heartbroken or betrayed at all, any?
No.
My first love. I don't know.
Have you guys been in love?
I thought I was.
I thought I was.
I can love somebody.
Really?
And I'm in love
Andy's
with them.
Been in love.
Yeah, like
I thought.
Yeah,
I
thought
was.
I was. Like I've loved somebody like as a person. Like I love you.
Oh, like
but
no.
Like I have not ever like, been like
I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with this girl. No, I've never.
I don't know.
Do you guys believe in love at first sight?
Yeah,
no.
I do.
I
no.
I do. I'm not going to lie.
Don't.
After seeing all three Hotel Transylvanias.
Bro, that's an anime.
And all three of them, bro.
All three, they're all good, too.
All three of them.
Okay.
Love at first sight. If you look at someone, I don't think it's love. It's probably just like, oh my god, she's very, very attractive.
It's lust.
But
I think it's lust.
And if like,
lust,
say you
I
go
mean,
up
hey,
to her and
when
she's
when I first saw Annie, I'm saying,
oh my
dude.
God,
Jesus.
Okay, Annie, continue what you were saying.
He's a sexy man.
What can I say?
Look.
Okay.
Shush.
Oh my god.
Hey, okay. Any, you go. Continue what you were saying.
I forgot what I was gonna say because Brian made me.
You
forget
said
it.
Like love at first sight.
Yes. If you look at someone, like say you're at a bar, you look at someone.
Well, I'm not a bar. I'm too young.
We're 17 years old.
Sorry.
Who's at a bar?
I watch How I Met Your Mother a lot.
Here's both experiences.
Say you look at someone across the bar and you find them very, 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 very attractive. And you think it's love at first sight, but it's not. It's lust.
Yeah,
because say if you go up to them and they have the voice of a man, then boom, it's gone.
It's gone. The love is gone. It's gone. And so is the lust.
Love is.
The lust is her shirt gun.
I mean, hey.
Oh, wait,
shh. Just don't say nothing, Brian. Eddie, keep talking, please.
All right, guys, we're going to be communicating to Brian through slang language now. We'll say what he's thinking and if we think it's appropriate.
Yeah, I don't think love at first sight exists. I think it's just lust. I mean, I've seen...
I mean, I think it is, actually.
Because, like, with Shawn Mendes, okay, like...
Jesus Christ.
Nothing about that is love.
Oh.
Okay, so,
what happened?
She said her and Shawn Mendes, you know, they'd be wilding out sometimes.
You don't follow Shawn Mendes?
I don't follow with celebrities.
Actually, I don't follow...
Anyway.
So, love at first sight. I think there's only a few occasions where that is true.
Name one.
Your child.
That's different.
Okay.
Like,
that's different.
You love them before you even see them.
Wait, he did that.
Wait, but okay. Like,
he
we're talking
that.
About, like, love as in you want to be...
Okay, no. We're talking about love.
Emotionally
just,
stable.
That's a different form of love, you know.
Okay, but we're talking just about love. We weren't saying just one specific type. We
right,
said love.
We're talking about that specific
okay.
type, though.
Okay, now we are.
That's what we're talking about.
But, be honest, I think heartbreaks... They're not the best, and I don't think the fact that like love at first sight, I don't think that is there, but I do think that people think they have love at first sight, which makes the heartbreak even worse.
Heartbreaks do help you improve though. That's good.
Yeah, heartbreaks for sure makes you stronger.
You know, at first it may seem like you just think of yourself as a loser who is gonna be lonely, but
well,
eventually
as he's totally never experienced it before.
You did not have to call me out like that.
Oh.
Okay.
At.
Guys, why do we get
quiet?
Why
do we
get
so quiet?
Fast?
Yeah, I don't
know.
Understand.
We be just staring. But going into even heartbreaks, I mean, a friend can break your heart too. Like the whole betrayal with friends thing, like the fact that you think that you have somebody right next to you all along, and sometimes you do have those friends that's like you know Like, they would never do nothing to you because you guys are just like that. Like, it's
ride
like,
or die.
Yeah, nothing, whatever. But then there's those friends who you're very close to, but in the back of your mind, you know there's something up. And
that's why
they end up hurting you anyway.
That's why I do the safe thing of keeping everyone at a distance. I don't like to, you know, have close friends. You know,
your knee is touching mine.
There is no distance between us.
That's different. You know?
These boxes. Hey.
These, stop touching my man.
Guys, if we didn't...
Oh my gosh.
Why?
Guys, we're in the same closet with the same boxes that are blocking our same legs, and it's raining.
You know, we're just going to have to adapt.
Improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Yes.
What are you doing? Oh, Brian, no. Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was so annoying.
Did you drop a piece of chicken?
No, I think... Do you have to pee?
No.
Oh.
What you do?
I had to adjust.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Everybody stared at me. It was kind of weird. Because
you were like, it's all scared. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway is a way. Good one. Okay,
if you don't get your corny.
Hold up. Okay, all seriousness here. How was your first heartbreak?
My first heartbreak? It sucked, bro. Like, I didn't even come.
Bro, why are you so loud, bro?
You didn't what?
I did a little louder. I think Caitlin's brother didn't hear
it. I didn't even come close to crying. Like, I've never cried over no female ever physically, but I've gotten very, very sad. So my first heartbreak, I gotta say, was in eighth grade. And it's not like... It was too early. But...
8th grade?
8th grade, and it was too early, but...
How old were you?
8th grade is, like, 13?
Yeah. Like,
13.
But I was 12 in 8th grade. Like, 12, 13. Yeah, I was 13.
I don't believe in love.
12, you're not really in love.
I don't, but... No, I wasn't in love, but, like, so. I liked the girl a lot, and she liked my... And my parents liked her.
Go ahead.
We hung out, like, a lot. She came to my house. Like, we just, you know, we were cool like that.
We vibe like that.
So I thought we'd go into high school, chilling, but it wasn't even nothing, like, bad between us happened. It was, like, I moved, and she said she didn't want to do long distance because it would hurt not to see me.
That just broke my heart,
and it sucked because, like, the fact that we didn't even break up because we never had a problem is the fact that it was distance that broke us up. Like, that hurt so bad, but... Now, the second heartbreak isn't something that you talk to on the microphone, because that heartbreak had to do with the surprise I told you guys.
Oh, that was something. That was something.
Yeah. Okay, no. Let's talk about it.
No, the second...
Not about those.
Oh, okay.
Not about details, just how you felt.
How I felt? It wasn't... I felt terrible. Like, I felt like...
How did you overcome it?
How did I overcome it?
Since you were
older... I still haven't, dude. My heartbreak was the beginning of sophomore year when I met y'all. And, well, I met y'all towards the, like, middle...
You met me early.
It was April. I met you the second semester, so like December.
I came here second semester last year.
Oh, yeah.
So I was at Bishop Dunn last year, like
shouldn't
beginning.
Say your school name.
I was at Bishop Dunn. It's a private school. I was there. It's a great football school for anybody from the UK who would like to come and see my school.
Honestly, I love the UK.
Focus.
UK.
Have you ever been to the UK?
Yeah, duh.
Anyway.
I've been to UK, Italy, Spain, Germany, France, Russia.
Dude, what the heck?
Why? Like, you didn't have to, like, flex on us like that.
Oh,
like,
God.
Okay, I may have lied about every single
thing. We get it.
What?
Anyway, the heartbreak sucked. The heartbreak made me feel like I was... it had me feeling like... Yo, all girls are the same, and they'll all hurt you. That's not the case, but the way that girl did me... was not...
Oh, how'd you do you?
Okay.
No. Guys.
I think... Wait, what were we talking about? When it comes to a relationship, I don't judge every relationship I'll have in the future based on one bad relationship that I've had. Like, I'm not the kind of...
Oh my God, Brian.
Okay, any
keep going.
Talking, but
keep
I couldn't
going.
Hold it in no more.
And he was talking about how he doesn't judge
past relationships. Yeah, I'm not the kind of guy that's like, oh my god, I got my heart broken by a woman, so all women are trash. Yeah. Or, you know, it could be the other way around.
Okay.
Like, you know, women does that too.
guys.
It could be
we're young adults here, okay?
But it's the thing where it's like everyone's different. You know, I have been in one of the, probably, I'd say, I'm going to go ahead and guess right now, it's going to be the most toxic relationship in my life.
Buddy. It's been one relationship.
No, I'm not saying
it was that bad.
I'm not saying I feel sad about it.
No. You don't even get to explain myself on why I said that.
Okay.
And I forgot, honestly. But like,
it was 3 seconds ago. Okay. Are y'all doing drugs?
Was it that bad, bro?
Huh?
Like, were you just
thinking? Oh, no, it wasn't my fault.
No, but it wasn't that bad. Like,
and I know it sounds like the typical, it was their fault. It was, you know, they blame
me. She was a crazy girl?
Yes, very.
Okay, there you go. I've had one of those, too.
Yep.
Except I missed that crazy.
Like, it's a little fun.
Why?
It's fun when they're crazy. It's fun.
No, not when they actually, like,
start. Not when you're actually looking for a relationship.
Yeah, alright, it's fun for spontaneous
things. The crazy girl I dated didn't even go to my school and showed up at lunch going off on me in front of everybody. Talking about something. I thought you loved me. What? I couldn't answer the phone because I was at football practice. That's crazy. That's beyond crazy. And I hope she's listening to this because she still hasn't given me my hoodie back.
Do you know how many hoodies I have lost? Well, gave away. Basically got stolen.
Oh, it's wow. Way too Brian many. Has game, guys. Let the record show.
No.
Yes, sir. Yeah. How many hoodies, my guy?
Don't say two. I will come over there and smack you.
Okay. At least eight. At least eight.
Okay. Buddy, stop giving your hoodies away. Clearly, you have not learned.
Hoodies are expensive, man.
That's like
$300. I know. Dude, like the,
you
he
not,
said, like, that's like 300. Actually, like, how much is that in Britain? Let's see. Like, 4 pounds.
Oh my god, 400 guys. Pounds. Not all of our listeners are in the UK, okay?
So one of the hoodies was like, I guess like $80. One of the things was $80, so that's what, like, 70
you
pounds?
You gave an $80 sweatshirt to a high school girlfriend and didn't give it back? No, she's my girlfriend. Oh, she's right now. Because I was going to say, like, after this podcast, we're going to go and we're going
to
get it
back.
That's an $80 hoodie, bro.
Okay, yeah, no, let's resume. Calm
down. Let's calm down.
One girl has, I think, at least $40, $50 hoodies.
Dang, bro.
Y'all are
something.
Who is y'all?
I'm gonna be honest with y'all, and she does listen to our podcast. Hi. She had my sweatshirt, and she just brought it back, like, last week.
Maybe she wasn't over you, and it took her some time.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
She's not over me. I'm not over her, because she hurt me so bad, dude. Hey, I want you to know that you...
Quentin. Go get some frozen yogurt and calm down, okay?
Frozen yogurt?
I do too.
I love her anyway. That's fun.
He said, that's fun.
That's... A lot of hoodies.
Oh, yeah. Wait, how do you guys deal with the breakup?
Like, how do I deal with the breakup? Oh, that's a whole
like,
different
you know,
story,
like the you know, it's not like the typical sit on the couch like a potato and just eat ice cream all day.
No, I get on my computer, talk to my friends, play games, have fun, go out with them.
Yeah, chill. I'll be honest with you, bro.
I just
don't think about it. Just do other shit.
It depends. It honestly.
Just curse.
Oh, you just curse.
Don't matter. But honestly, it depends how far into the relationship I went with it. Like, my longest relationship was a year, and I honestly wish I didn't start dating until this year, because I feel like I'm not even. I feel like me. I wasn't even ready for a girlfriend until this year, I feel like. Like, I feel like all the girlfriends I've had in the past shouldn't even be called, well, girlfriends because...
Unless you actually, like, gone on a date.
Gone on a date. I mean, I've been on a date, but that was the 8th grade girlfriend, like. And that's because our parents knew each other and they're totally fine with it.
I have a question. Y'all's first relationship... How old were y'all? When was it? How was it?
Oh, my gosh.
How long did it last?
Fifth grade in 2 weeks, my guy.
Really?
I'm going to go with kindergarten. That's right. I had a play in kindergarten.
Yes, sir.
I know. I gave her my Capri Sun, and she agreed to be my girlfriend. And I lost it to the fastest runner.
I'm going to be honest.
It's always... Oh, yeah.
It was cool.
It's always... Back in kindergarten, you always had play if you were the fastest.
If you were the fastest, I'm trying to tell you. If you were the fastest, you automatically, like... If you were the best at capture the flag, my guy,
everybody... I was fastest. I was the smartest. I was the best.
You said I was the best.
I was the best. Spoke two languages that young? Bro,
Yo. Caitlin's just sitting here like, what the hell are these guys talking about?
All right. No.
Wait, Caitlin, when was your first, like...
For real reason.
Not for real, because if we're talking for real, then that's eighth grade for me.
Something you consider.
For real, my first, mine...
Longer than a week.
My first for real relationship was... Okay, I really never had a for real relationship until about... But my first for real relationship
she said this year
was was fifth grade. We were inseparable, and it was literally like we thought we were gonna last forever.
That's when the aw turns into
it was really hard. And then like we were it was awesome. It was perfect. And then,
fifth grade?
Yeah.
Hey, like, you were at the top of elementary school. Like, you know how easy elementary school?
We thought we were going to be, like, those, like, sweethearts. Like, exactly. That's who we thought we were going to be. And then his dad died. And he developed some mental health issues. And
took a turn.
He had to move away. And then we stopped talking. And then I found him, like 3 years ago. And he's not doing well, but it's okay.
That sucks.
It really hurt.
I'm sorry about that.
That was my first
time. I never had a girlfriend in kindergarten like any, but your boy did get the fees, you've heard? I had, you know, man, I think even a teacher was trying to get at your boy.
Quentin, that's illegal, okay? Illegal. Yeah,
just saying. I told her, I was like, look, just wait like 16 years, I got you.
Do you see how that could also, you know, be a crime, okay? It's crime.
Hey.
So many crimes.
I also wasn't good at math in kindergarten. But, we really just talked about heartbreaks, but the whole friendship thing, that's different.
Don't even let me speak now. Okay, hold up. My first relationship. Sixth grade. This dumb
person. This dumb, respectable person.
Okay. You know, it started off like how kids do it, you know. Her best friend came up to me, told me she liked me. I don't know, that part's weird. Okay. Seemed like me. She's like, you like her too? I was like, I don't know. Weird. I didn't know her.
I can't do that.
I didn't know. It was sixth grade. So you know me, I was like, dang, she kinda cute.
Yes, sir.
She was kind of cute at the time. Now, she's like a one. I ain't gonna lie to you.
We do not degrade women.
Okay, we'll put it in letter form. A being the best.
F.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Whoa.
No, I'm playing. I'm cool with her. I'm cool. We're cool.
I have a question, guys. Like, this is totally off topic. Like, just real quick. But do you ever think that you're big, like, in elementary school or eighth grade, and then you get here, and now you're looking back on them like, was I that little?
I never thought I was big. I always thought I was like, I just tried to.
I used to think like I was like the tallest. Or I used to think I was.
I was
like,
popular. I was 100%.
Yeah, I was popular for sure, but I didn't know I looked that tiny.
Eighth grade
to high school.
Once eighth grade hit, oh man. Eighth, ninth, and tenth, just woo! No, those are not my years.
Ryan was never popular. That's why he has to think about it so much.
Seventh grade?
Yeah, I'm not popular at all.
I was never popular.
I feel like I peaked in seventh grade.
What?
I would say I'm somewhat known.
I think you're somewhat known. You know, now our school doesn't really have popularity, but like, I feel like you can clearly tell the social ranks that each of us are at.
It's how it goes, like, jocks, cheerleaders, all that.
No. Honestly, cheerleaders...
I mean, the cheerleaders are kind of low, I'm not gonna lie.
Some of them are cool.
I don't know I don't know a single cheerleader.
Some of them are mean.
I know two of them.
I know
a few. No, three. You know one of them.
I know all of them.
Oh, wait, we're
all of them.
Oh!
Oh!
Hey, 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 hey
Hey, we'll talk about that later, man.
Guys, this is the end of this episode of Between the Teens. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Cameron. This is Quentin, Caitlin, and Brian. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Yeah, we're flowing. We're going. We're showing. And you know, we going.
Hey, yeah. What's up?
Welcome, guys, to Between the Teens.
Brian thinks he's new and can start off the episodes now. He thinks he's earned that right.
That was the best start
ever. That's fun. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Between the Teens. I'm Caitlin, you know, the person who usually starts off the episode.
It's your boy, Q.
It's okay, Brian.
You're back in business.
And, Brian, because you did that, you're going to be introducing yourself last. So, hey, guys, I'm Annie Garcia. And
woohoo! Go, Annie!
This is...
It's Brian.
Oh, okay, great.
It's Brian.
What are you
Welcome back to the midday show starring Between the Teens, because we've officially decided that that's our name.
We did?
Did we?
Did we?
We did not.
We have this discussion.
I don't have a hoodie.
This is the topic of this podcast.
Are you emo now?
He's emo.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the hoodie on. He's got the
You know what? This is what we're going to do. They can leave comments, right?
I think so.
If you guys can find out to leave comments...
We have like 100.
Then how about... Or we're going to... If you guys find out our Instagram, which we will for sure tell you guys,
like two people,
it is.
We're gonna have a poll.
It's the first letter of each of everything I just said. So it's between the. It's the midday show starting between the teens. So it's T T M
T T
S. Shut up.
He was just that.
So like that's basically what it is.
Huh. Well, we're gonna have a poll. We should make a poll and say if we should just stay and. To do between the teams.
I sent you guys the Instagram poll. Instagram poll.
You did?
I did.
I feel like a jerk.
Yeah, y'all don't ever respond to my text messages.
Okay, I think I text the most in the group.
And guys, today this if we haven't said it already, today texting. This topic is about just we're just rambling on, right?
We're just rambling.
Hopefully to make something of it.
We're gonna hopefully get a topic.
It's the same day as we'll the get previous topic.
Don't say that.
What?
It's not pre-recorded. It's pre-recorded. No, yeah.
All of our episodes are pre-recorded.
I know
live.
They're always pre-recorded.
Oh,
but,
we
like,
do
still.
So bad at a live
one. On Twitch,
Brian would do so horrible.
I would do amazing.
He would mess it all
imagine
up.
Imagine if we like got to that point where we like did like VidCon. Like, oh, God.
And we actually got money doing that?
No, I'm for real.
That would be amazing.
Twitch live.
I think we are so entertaining.
Twitch, we can't do Twitch on here.
No, we could. I mean, we can't use the school's Wi-Fi.
Bring the laptop.
We can't use the school's Wi-Fi.
We just had a whole side conversation like we're not recording right now. How are we doing this?
We're just Tor.
To be honest with y'all,
and it was trustworthy.
We can't be that explicit when it comes to these. But I feel like if we were, I think we'd be way more entertaining.
I think we can. We just have to be careful about how we say it.
That's the thing.
Yeah, Brian.
We can. That's why it's called explicit.
Brian, we'd have to be very careful, Brian, about what we say, Brian. Brian, he's not listening. The bad one.
Hmm. Wait. What?
Can y'all talk? I should have a quiet.
Well, I can't hear you if you're speaking that low.
Okay, you can talk to her.
I can't eavesdrop if you're speaking.
Just talk. Brian's telling me a sequel.
Let me talk to the fans real quick, y'all. So,
hey guys, it's Annie Garcia.
Let me hear some vocals, my guy.
No, I don't sing.
What's that? Hey!
I'm like that. Okay, we're starting over.
What?
Welcome, guys, to Between the Teens.
Brian, you do not have the rights to start off the episode.
I have
Stop.
The right.
No. Goodness.
Is it because of minority? I can't do it, huh?
I'm black.
You're just next, so minority.
All right, guys, since none of you people started off, I will start it off. Hey, what's up?
Okay,
what's
wow.
What's up? Anyway, take it away, Caitlin.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the midday show starring Between the Teens. My name's Caitlin.
My name's Q.
I'm Annie, if you guys didn't know. And, of course, last but
not least, the best of all, Brian.
Actually, the best of all is Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne the Rock.
I don't have time for this. Stupid.
But we're rambling on. That's the point of this podcast.
John Cena.
Stupidity.
Or the Rock.
This podcast is about rambling on.
We are hopefully going to find a topic as we go.
All right.
Because last time we just started talking about food, and it's like...
Sports.
I hate sports. I mean, I don't want to be that basic girl that's like... I only do Wii sports.
You know, I only do Wii sports because I know I can always win. That and Just Dance. because apparently you make more points off of sitting on the couch and just moving your arm.
Oh, that makes me upset. Then actually, I'll be over there. She was like, and my dad is just perfect.
How'd you get perfect?
Perfect.
And I'm sweating after the Michael Jackson song, dude. Right. I'm
over there putting in my effort. It's fine.
Hey, I know I've asked you guys this before, but I want to see if y'all's opinion has changed. What do y'all want to do when y'all get out of high school?
What did I say before?
What's y'all plan?
Wait, what did I say before?
No, I asked y'all. I asked y'all what y'all want to be, but I never asked y'all what y'all's plan. Like, what's your plan?
We did talk about that.
Cause me.
We talked about that. We talked about that.
Listen here, man. Listen here. Okay.
Listen here, man. Okay. We talked about this.
What?
Well, why are you guys meeting some
guys? Oh my god. Between the teens.
What's up, guys? Today, we're between the teens.
With the midday show.
The midday show between the that's it, right?
Starring
the midday pop.
You suck.
What's it called?
Wait.
I don't even know what our own podcast is.
Hey guys, welcome back. Like it's Caitlin.
We added seven more
it's
words.
It's the midday show starring between the teens. Yes. That's what it's called. That. Yes.
There's Caitlin, Q, Annie, who no one likes, and Brian.
Which is why he's last.
Who likes any? Like, he wears suits all the time.
I like me.
Okay, I like him.
My parents said they like
him. Oh, you like him, huh? He's mine. I already told you this.
Oh, God. Damn.
I went through this phase of trying to be like any and dress nice for school, and that lasted for all of a week.
Man, I know y'all been peeping that your boy got the drip on these past 3 days.
All right, but you say about your drip. Let's talk about drip.
Okay.
So, Future's on okay.
Let's talk about drip.
2011?
Yes, sir.
2011? Bro.
Okay.
I see Enya as like owning a bank and Quentin as being the person who like goes to Enya's bank. And it's like, here's my $1 million. And Enya's like, what? I have $1 billion. I'm going to go.
What's good, bro?
Yeah.
What's good?
I'm the guy, I'm like, guys, just give me the checks. I got it.
Wait. Okay, here's the topic.
Caitlin's the one who fires everyone.
Okay, here she's like, guys, topic. Stay on track.
Here's the topic.
She's the manager.
Here is the topic.
Do you guys think that money can change you?
Yeah.
100%.
Me?
Money and power. Yeah, got two different.
Okay, power for sure.
Because money can lead to power. Obviously.
Money is power.
I think money can change.
Use your money, it's power.
I think money power.
I feel that.
But I think money can change you for sure, but I think depending on who you are, it'll change you in a positive or a negative way. But knowing people today, I think most of the time is negative. Like most people, all they wanna do, they wanna
crack.
They just wanna
crack.
No, okay, like drugs. No, hold up. Like think about in Hollywood. Like Hollywood, LA. A lot of people do drugs. Cocaine.
A lot of famous people do drugs. Exactly. And those people have money. Maybe it's not the money. Maybe they're just messed up in the head like that. But people have phases.
Because money can't buy you happiness.
Money can buy you happiness.
Money can buy... Yeah, I changed my mind. Money can buy happiness.
I think money can.
Ariana Grande's song, Seven Rings? Ooh, yeah. That's my song. When I grow up, I'm gonna be that song.
I don't think British people...
They don't like that.
Wait, hold up. You know what happened at the Ariana Grande concert?
The bombing?
Yeah, it was...
A bombing?
Yeah,
there was a bombing?
You didn't know
is that? My baby okay?
That was like,
isn't oh dude,
that was like
Ariana!
2015.
Dude, that was years ago, yeah.
What have I been doing?
You know, Chase.
I gotta start looking at the news more.
I started looking at the news more. Cut, you missed the
mark. Oh my god.
Alright.
Anyway, money. I think money can change you drastically. Some people just want to get out of high school and then get through college, get out of college, find a family, get the money, and then provide for the family, and then end up, you know, passing away later on.
Exactly my plan. 100%.
But some people don't want that. Some people want the money, and they want to come back and show people who they are.
Also my plan.
But I'm gonna come back and so I'm still broke.
Some people don't do it the right way.
I'm gonna pull up in my private jet in my $1 million suit.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna come to our high school reunion and I'm gonna be like, sup? Look at me!
To be honest with you guys, I don't think I will be going to the high school reunion. So I was gonna say, nah, I'm playing.
Honestly, do you think you're actually gonna go to your high school reunion?
100%.
Like,
that's if somebody finds
me. I have a question.
Okay.
Which reunion are you gonna go to?
What do you mean?
The 10-year
reunion. Yeah, no, hold up. Ours or his?
Are there actually reunions?
I grew up with y'all.
Oh,
I grew up
with
exactly. Y'all. But then you would be a part of it. You wouldn't be a part of it anymore.
Oh, crap. Okay. I'd be a part of a class I've only been a year with. Not even a year.
So like, what would you be? Exactly. A chaperone?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, wow. No, but yeah.
It's okay. We'll discuss it like 20 years later when Brian busts me in. And we'll both sneak in. I'll sneak in through like the air vents or something. I won't get the drip dirty, you know.
No, don't get the drip
dirty. Gotta keep the drip clean.
He's the exact same suit he's
wait, today. Are there 5 year, 10 years?
It's 5, I think it's 5, 10, 20.
Okay, to be honest, I think I'm going to end up going to the 5 year.
I'm going to the 10 year.
Maybe go to the 10
I'm
year.
I'm going through 100%, everyone's beginning with 20 year. 100%.
I'm definitely not going to the 20 year.
I'm not going to the 20 year.
We're going
to
be like all old.
I think but that's where I want to see it. Yeah. That's where everyone has their life set
Caitlin,
at that point.
You think you're going to be old and wrinkly at 40?
Oh.
Yeah, no, she's going to be 30. She's going to be 38.
No, I'm going to be 37.
In 20 years, I'll be 30. Whoa, I'll be 36.
I'm going to be 37 in 20 years.
I'm going to still be like 20-something. Because I don't age.
This man said I don't age. By then, I would have found the, you know, fountain of youth. Which I hope I find before 25, dude.
Had a deal.
Before 30.
I need the fountain of youth.
I need to make Forbes 30 under 30 before I turn
30. Honestly, that's like a huge accomplishment that would be astonishing to accomplish.
I need to do the Sundance Film Festival.
Forbes 30 under 30.
What?
Like, it's the most inspiring. Like,
what is
most,
that?
It's like what you were saying.
Most inspirational,
the top 30 celebrities.
Not celebrities, 30 people.
Well, yeah, 30 people. Well, I mean, after that, there's celebrities.
I'd rather be rich than have the media.
I mean, there's CEOs, entrepreneurs, content creators. Who do make it there?
I'd rather be rich than make it
but
there.
The thing,
I can buy my if you're money, if I can you're buy myself it. In their Bryant
College.
But you know the question that I was asked the other day that really hurt my head. My friend said, "Would you rather have all the money so you could buy anything you want and never run out of that money, or get everything for free?" And I was like,
Money.
It's the same thing, eh?
Money, because you feel powerful with all the money.
You feel powerful for sure.
You can give others.
You can't get stolen from if you ain't got no money.
But you also feel powerful.
And guess what? It's never ending. So it doesn't matter if they...
You get free stuff.
You can rob.
Do you not feel powerful without money?
I do karate. People don't mess with me. I feel
even
powerful.
I think Kaylin can drop you.
Even if it's a fiat country.
In swimming, she dropped me for sure. Because she's dropped me multiple times at swim practice. Which is why I'm not on the team.
If it was a fiat economy, which is, if you guys didn't know, it's basically like the bills, the actual money currency is useless, but it's actually useful because the government says so.
Yeah.
Which is what the kind of economy we're in.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. But I'd still rather have it because I feel powerful with money.
Speaking of swim, how's that going, Caitlin?
I
want
to quit so badly. I hate that sport so much.
She said, I want to quit
so
badly.
Tired.
Man, I stopped doing swim because I wanted to focus on fighting more, and I've definitely gotten far, and I'm for sure going to get farther in the future. But
I think it's further.
Further, farther, forther. It doesn't matter, okay?
Forther?
But I
forther.
Knew swimming wasn't
now,
for
wait a minute,
me.
A new topic, forther.
Forther? Are we changing the English language now?
Look, swimming, I just knew swimming wasn't for me. Especially when I'm swimming and I look to the right and literally the whole line. I see Nina, I see Ashley, I see Caitlin, I see Grace.
British people
I see
don't know
everybody just passing me by.
Oh,
and I'm barely getting down.
British people.
They're amazing at swimming, aren't they, though?
The Brubs?
Bro, no, Ashley, Nina, and Grace.
Brubs?
Yeah.
Dude, all of them are good. Like,
Brubs?
Like,
they really are.
Ashley, Nina, Grace, like, Mark, Nick,
I was talking
Bryson.
About people in the UK. I don't care how good they are. And if they hear this, I love you guys.
Bruh.
I've seen you swim, okay?
Bruh.
My boy Tucker beat his time.
Did you see his 500 free?
Yeah.
Guys,
dude, I was spooked.
He did amazing.
We're talking about a topic that British people don't know about.
Swimming?
They are amazing.
No, like with the people.
Oh, okay.
They don't know who Tucker or Ashley are.
You can tell we live
I in don't know who Tucker or Tucker Ashley are.
We live in Texas. Our name's Tucker.
Oh, yeah, we live in Texas.
Tucker.
If you didn't know, we live in Texas.
My neighbor, John Billy Bob, too.
I know, it's not it's not all desert.
It's entirely desert. We
it's
live.
All sun.
No, it's for sure.
Never gets cold.
Bipolar.
Never drops
it's
under 100.
It's hot outside. Like, it's December and 75 degrees.
That's crazy, dude.
And yet last week it was, in October it was like 20 something.
Oh, yeah, but right? They are right about, the crazy, crazy weather. When it'd be like casually like raining, raining, but like with a good temperature. And the next day it'd be freaking freezing, like below 10 snow days.
I've always wanted to go somewhere. Like when I was little, I really thought surfers sounded like that. And they kind of do. Like, I used to, when I had a dream, I met two twins. They were surfers. And they were like, hey, dude, I'm Chad Brad. And this is Brad Chad. And I don't know, dude. Like, it was just crazy.
Sad, dude.
Trying to get some waves, dude? Where's the home button? There's no home button on his phone.
You should have freaking put your phone.
What is happening right now?
What were we talking about?
Bruvs.
What do y'all think? Do you guys think that Texans live up to all of our stereotypes?
No.
Who the hell?
It depends what part of Texas.
Okay, I was in Dallas.
Okay, actually, I'm saying in Fort Worth right now, and they were riding a horse down the street.
Yeah, I was
night.
In Dallas.
And there's roosters and goats.
That's their job.
That's the hood. It's the hood in Fort Worth. And there's a rooster at 6:30. I swear, there was a rooster across from my uncle's house. There was a goat, and there was a horse at night.
LeBron was there.
That was the funniest thing I've heard all day, but
that
I couldn't
was the
laugh.
Funniest, funny thing.
Yeah.
He said LeBron was there.
No, but I feel like we live up to our stereotypes.
It depends what part. Yeah.
We try to make everything seem like it's from Texas. Especially the whole big. Okay.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
We're talking about trucks.
Like Tex-Mex? Like, okay, trucks.
Look on the plug.
Trucks, for sure.
Trucks, get my cut.
Tex-Mex.
Cowboy boots.
Cowboys. Oh,
crazy
football.
Weather.
Football.
Crazy weather.
Boy, oh boy. Football.
Football is everything.
Everything down here.
I don't watch football.
Football. I used to play football, so it's just not my dream anymore.
I don't get football.
Oh, sweet tea. Like, all those, like, super southern things.
Of course, British people know what sweet tea is. We don't have to remind them.
Foul. Okay, foul. Oh, gosh. Okay, so I guess today was a coffee talk kind of episode.
A coffee talk.
Because I don't know.
I felt abused. I will not be doing this.
Oh, guys,
by
the way, we are having, we're having an award ceremony. And we're having a $2,000 getaway challenge, blase. We'll fly you out here, and you can have coffee with the teens, like in 10 years.
$2,000, guys. That's 2,000. That's 2,000. And because Winston said it,
wait,
that was a huge cap.
Yes, yes, why only 2,000?
Okay, bye.
$10,000.
Right. I love all of you guys.
Thank you for listening to us ramble for 12 minutes.
You make us who we are.
Thank you,
Hayden
guys.
Fools.
For all the support. I know we're not as big as other podcasters.
At all.
But,
but
we appreciate the listeners.
All I'm saying is Joe Rogan, I'm coming
all
for you. Joe Rogan, I'm coming for you.
And guys.
We love you.
Guys. Thank you for listening to Between the Teens. I'm Eni Garcia, and thank you. Goodbye.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Between the Teens. My name's Caitlin.
My name's Eni, and this is...
Q.
And finally, we have Brian. Last and least.
Let me ask someone. Bro, come on, share the chips, Brian.
Brian's being a little bit stubborn and not
come on,
the
Brian,
chips.
Stop being stingy with the Lay's.
They were really good chips.
I just want my chips, man. I'm starving out here. I've been eating all day.
You bring food every time and then expect us not
to
eat it.
Exactly.
Well,
You brought chicken last time.
I come prepared and y'all don't. I come prepared and y'all don't.
Okay.
Is that, why is this against me?
That's a problem.
Yeah. It's against y'all. Y'all
that's a problem.
Prepared.
And I feel like we should talk about this because
y'all not prepared.
We don't know if you're offending people that are listening to our podcast and are poor and can afford food. They may feel very offended by this. And it seems like you're just rubbing in their face. So I feel like you should stop eating or at least share some with me before people that are listening get offended. And, take us down or something.
Did anyone fucking ask? No.
Well, guys, thanks for listening to me.
So today, our topic is school / academics in general.
Quentin, how do you feel about this topic?
I hate school. That's why I almost said it. Well, we got to say it anyway, guys. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'm leaving. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's official?
Yeah. Next Wednesday is my last day. So last day of school.
You know that this is our last day, all four of us together?
What do you mean? Why can't we do it? You can't do it Monday?
I'm not going to be here Monday, and she's not going to be here Wednesday.
Who's not going to be here Wednesday?
She's Miss Best.
Yeah, no, yeah, that day, they had to shut
well,
down
we could
everything.
Well, we could still like, do it over the phone.
Over the phone.
Over
stuff,
the
yeah.
phone.
Oh, okay. We can get together. Because you're still going to be in Texas, right?
Yeah. Yes, I still live right next door to Brian.
I thought you were going to live in Cali. Oh,
that's senior.
No, that's in summer.
Oh, that's in the summer.
Yeah,
that's in all right, so we can still meet up.
Yeah, we can still meet up.
Do that kind of stuff.
It's just going to be me and you next year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Let me have some more, bro. The chips are smacking. The chips are smacking. Don't bring no more snacks.
As a matter of fact, just give me the bag.
Actually,
okay, Brian, my hand.
Oh, look. We haven't touched the surface of today's topic at all.
Quentin, there's nothing in here. This is it.
Just because chips are smacking.
The problem is here.
People can't take my food,
okay?
Now I didn't even get any. I'm the part of the people
I'll
listening.
I'll buy you food later if you want.
Thank you, Brian.
I'll buy you food later.
But I'm broke.
You know what? Tomorrow. During lunch.
That's cool. I feel like we should even just use this. This is like useless.
This is pointless right here.
We just use this as bloopers or something.
Yeah. Hi guys, welcome back to an episode of Between the Teens. I'm Caitlin.
This is Brian.
This is Q.
And this is Annie.
And today we talk about sex.
We're talking about sex, guys.
Woo!
Why woo?
I don't know. I'm nervous.
Man, why woo?
Oh, God, right? Why woo? Like, bruv. Okay, guys. So, we all know this, that throughout the generations, there has been more sex in terms of, like, having sex in high school than ever. Like,
no.
Yes, there is. People have sex in high school all the time.
That's just good.
What? I'm about to check this stuff.
I think that as time has gone on, it's not that sex is more common. It's not, okay.
It's just more openly talked about now. It's more openly talked about.
What did I look up then?
Look up sex in like the 1980s and like sex in 2019.
No, but we're looking at specifically in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, sex in high school. Yeah.
I feel because back in the day, like, getting married young was so common.
Back in the day is, like, the 1600s, 1700s.
No, that's back in the day. No, still.
Okay, so
still,
that's like, back in the day.
Still, like, 1950, like, 1900s.
1930?
Quentin just ate a chip off the table.
1930s, I feel like people were getting married too young that sex was such a common thing, like.
No. You see, it was common, but nobody was talking about it.
Yeah.
I think not until like social media and just the internet in general, people were more open to talk about it because it wasn't face to face.
Yeah.
So then social media. They didn't feel as weird talking about it.
You know, because like social media does. Social media does.
It's constantly on his phone. It hasn't said a single thing.
Social media does have a big influence on these kind of stuff. You know,
on these young kids, like, never getting off their phones, like, constantly, you know, on social media, and part of them with their friends, still with their phones out. I cannot imagine anyone like that.
I know, right? That's just rude.
It's just rude.
It's just rude and disrespectful. And he's taking a picture of a guy on the toilet.
It's a guy in a seat. Playing a video game.
Is a toilet not a seat? That's what they call it, toilet seat.
It's a seat!
That's a toilet. Bruh.
Let me double check.
Is that a seat?
That's a toilet.
That's a toilet.
Quentin's looking at pictures of guys on toilets now. But, okay, back on topic.
Stop talking to us.
Back on topic. What was I saying?
I don't remember.
Social media has an impact.
Yeah, social media. You know, like I got this girl's kick the other day.
Oh my god.
I'm kidding. Kick was middle school, right?
No, that was sixth grade.
That kind of stuff. And okay, we're like, Snapchat, iMessage, that kind of stuff was.
iMessage,
that was really big contributing factor to
sex. When Snapchat came out, sex was so much easier for like.
No, that was just
to, like,
straight
talk about.
Nudes.
Because like the
no,
cause,
no,
like
no,
the yeah straight yeah because it's like snap because like.
you could send a picture and they couldn't just automatically save it.
And if I know, you took right? a picture, they saw that you took a picture, so that even arose more problems.
Yeah, and like in conversations, you could choose not to view the like once you read the conversation, it's over. Like you can't unless you actually tap the message to save it. They could still delete it though.
Never been the type to like, you know, just have sex with a person and then leave. I don't really like that. But everybody got their own opinions. But these days, I feel like everybody just be like, hey, you trying to, sure, okay, cool.
And it has prostitution, and they charge money for that. And I've checked, guys.
Oh no, dude.
We know you've checked.
I feel like what you said, I feel like as time's gone on, we've just lost the meaning of sex. I feel like
people... I mean, yeah, again, hold up.
What, sex used to be
the,
such
what's
a...
What's the meaning of
really,
sex?
I really
sex
hope
used to be like so, it used to be something special.
Yeah.
To me, it seemed like sex used to be something like to celebrate...
That was religion.
Well, okay.
It could also be like to celebrate your marriage or something. Like it,
exactly.
You know, sex was obviously meant to have children. Sex was meant in order to have children.
Yeah.
And people
and have fun while doing it.
You know, when condoms when condoms were invented, sex became, you know, less and less meaningful to people because they treated it as like
pull out. No, I'm being serious. That was it's always been a thing. Always been a thing.
Like eighth grade, that was a really big thing.
What?
Pull out.
What? Oh.
Eighth
what?
Grade?
Eighth grade?
Who were you around in eighth grade?
What was you doing in eighth grade?
The school, okay.
Which school did you go to?
I'm not saying what school I went to.
Okay, wait. Mouth it. Oh, yeah, they be up there slashing and bashing.
Bro, Bowie?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Hold on, what? That's not our school. It's not near here anyways.
Okay.
Bowie, they had... orgy in their bathroom.
Wasn't there a chlamydia outbreak in
T.A. Howard?
Yeah, T.A. Howard. There is a chlamydia outbreak.
There was a chlamydia outbreak.
That is disgusting.
That was disgusting because they all shared the same sex toy.
Dude, that's just... What drives you to think... The fact that you had to live with the rest of your life thinking that you had... You did that kind of stuff.
You got chlamydia.
Yeah.
When you were, like, what, 13, 14?
Eighth grade.
13?
Oh, my gosh.
13?
That's just sad.
The guy, okay, I was sitting in history yesterday, and the guy next to me was like, yeah, I have herpes, and it only hurts just a little bit. And I was like,
oh, okay,
what?
Well then.
What?
Well then.
You have what? And he was just on the phone, just casually talking about it, and I was just like, okay.
Maybe it was a joke. Ooh. People joke a lot around
I don't know, some football player.
People joke a lot around...
I don't know. Like with straight up herpes like
herpes. Is, okay, you joke about things like
I guess
actually
AIDS.
Yeah.
You can joke. You
shouldn't joke
about
that
around
one.
Herpes along.
Yeah,
long.
But like the more common STDs you joke about, but like herpes.
I mean, I guess AIDS is just commonly used, but like not as an actual like AIDS.
Yeah.
Like it's AIDS. Like it's general bad.
Yeah.
Like when I say like any age,
it's like if someone
like
said that they had syphilis, like what? You don't joke about that.
like okay,
that's kind of like a big one.
Syphilis, for what?
You seem intrigued.
Dude, you know what syphilis is, right?
Yeah, I'm literally multitasking right now.
This guy hasn't said a single word. It's been on his phone the entire time.
The last words he said were, "Hey, I'm Quentin."
Y'all don't want me talking about sex. That's all I'm gonna say. But check this out, bro. So look, think about sex is.
What? You just
what?
You just said.
You ruined our entire conversation completely. We're talking about.
You know what? Let him have it.
Look, this is the thing about sex.
Baby.
Go ahead.
This is the worst thing about it.
Me.
Let's this
talk
generation.
About all the good things.
Shut up! Look, everybody, these days, this generation. Get the mic out of my. Look. This generation, they're so quick.
The actual microphone.
Oh, this generation, they're so quick to have sex. But what sucks even more is they're so quick to fall in love or think they're in love.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to have sex, the reason people say do it with somebody, because you don't want to look back and say, dang, that's who took my virgin? Nah, bro, because that's how I am. I'm not a virgin. No, I'm not, guys. And it sucks because... It was a mistake.
Right? What? You have something to say?
No, nothing. Just...
Okay, go ahead, Quentin.
I mean, yeah, sex is fun. I see why people do it, but... Now, like, it sucks. Like, you look back and you're like, well, I wish I never did it with that person, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people say that. They're like, damn, why did I do it with that person? And mainly, it's because they're in that relationship phase where it's like, oh my god... Are you going to interrupt me again? I'm kidding. Bless you. But it's like they're...
Hurt my feelings.
People mostly... Man up. People have sex a lot because they think that they trust that person. And they're in that weird middle school phase where it's like, oh my God, we're going to last forever. That
kind of stuff. Or they just want to have fun. Like,
or
have
that.
You, have you thought about that? Like,
but you know, just, that leads to it's just STDs.
Something know, like going in, something going out, and maybe some other stuff.
Ew.
You know, viruses, it's just, bacteria, it's literally just body parts. Germs.
I don't want to, like...
It's just, break it down, it's just not that big of a deal. It happens a billion times a day.
Yeah. I'm not sex shaming, and I think that if you want to have sex, like, before, like, marriage or whenever, I think that's fine. I just, you should be safe about it. That's my only thing.
Yeah, I think being safe is good.
Okay, so
being
safe. So do you guys,
I don't care if you have it, just be safe.
You guys are okay with schools promoting safe sex?
Look, at this,
yeah,
I say 100%.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, people do it now anyway.
Yeah, because,
like,
I don't think our school does it enough.
A lot of people say
dude,
that...
I have never heard our school talk about it.
No, but, like, a lot of schools are, like...
I've heard some teachers talk about it low-key.
A lot of schools are, like, don't give out condoms and that kind of stuff because it promotes sex. Like, no, people are gonna have sex anyways.
No,
so
no,
it's might it's my, you might as well...
But any.
Protect them from ruining your
life.
Yeah.
I think it does, like, if the school was to give out just condoms...
But they're gonna have it anyways.
Students would actually use them more. People would use them. They're like, I mean...
Yeah.
We can get some condoms easily,
like
so it wouldn't be that bad, because we know we're going to be safe.
Because, yeah.
But that does, it helps them out doing it.
Like, even if just the nurse, like, if, like, you go to the guidance counselor or the nurse or someone.
I mean, go to a guidance counselor, hey.
The health teacher?
Hey, you know, hey.
You got $7
I'm
going
I'm going to need an extra small real quick.
Oh, my gosh. But, like, I feel like if we're, because there's too many, I know too
she
many
did,
girls.
She has a whole filing cabinet for you.
I know too many girls that have had pregnancy scares, and, like, it's just too much stress, not only on them, but on the people they tell. Because, like, now you're sitting here, like,
imagine
with this,
parents.
Like...
Well, the,
exactly,
I doubt parents would even, half of them know.
Cause, like,
I
the
doubt
parents.
It.
No, they wouldn't know, because...
Who would honestly tell their parents having a pregnancy scare the first few times?
Yeah, go ahead and pause it.